As the drama unfolds over the River Valley School District's intended withdrawal from the Indiana County Technology Center compact, school boards across Indiana County are finding themselves dealing with an unprecedented issue, and it demands action. Do they permit River Valley to break its commitment to ICTC, or do they stand their ground? Technically, ICTC's Joint Operating Committee, which is comprised of representatives from each of the 7 member districts, is charged with granting or denying River Valley the right to leave. As ICTC Administrative Director Mike McDermott explained to the committee at its meeting last month, they can't vote until their individual school boards vote to allow River Valley to break their commitment. When we spoke to them at their recent meeting, some ICTC committee members weren't comfortable with the idea of losing River Valley. It would cost each district tens of thousands of dollars to make up for losing River Valley's portion of the ICTC budget. Pence Manor Superintendent Darren Johnston is ICTC's superintendent of record.
Indiana will take the largest hit, and again, it's based on the fact of enrollment and the formula that's used. We are the smallest at Pence Manor, so we will have the least impact school district affected from that, but ours will be about $60,000.
Homer Center Superintendent Ralph Cesari notes that the departure of River Valley would affect every member school.
Our numbers are increasing here at the ICTC, so we are seeing our enrollment average go up. So any district that would choose to leave ICTC will impact all the other remaining districts for sure. I think preliminary indications have us at about $90,000 in additional cost if that member school was to leave the ICTC.
Losing River Valley would be a blow not just to the other district's finances, but to the overall cohesiveness of ICTC. Indiana Area Superintendent Rob Heinrich points out River Valley's ICTC enrollment has decreased, meaning its per-student costs have gone up. He says River Valley did not emphasize ICTC's programs to its students this spring.
I know that all the other schools send up tours of students. We send entire 8th grade, 9th grade come up into the ICTC and they walk through the programs. I know that that didn't happen this past year with River Valley. Apparently they sent a survey to their students only. To see who was interested. So sure, that could have contributed. Maybe more kids would have signed up had they had a tour. But I just don't know. That's speculation on my part. But I do know that their enrollment is dropping. And because their enrollment is dropping, the cost per pupil is rising. But that's more of a result of River Valley's actions than our own.
There's an additional complicating factor. Even as the other member schools wrestle with the effect on their finances, some River Valley School Board members who voted for the separation from ICTC signaled that they would be willing to take on the cost of legal action to break the agreement, which was signed when ICTC was created in 1980. The cost of litigating the issue in court would add even more of a burden and more pressure on every ICTC school district. In our next report, we'll examine another aspect of River Valley's decision to leave the ICTC compact, the educational impact. For your hometown radio station, I'm Todd Marino.